When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
Greetings and salutations, and welcome to episode 171 of Ref the District. I'm Nathan Perry. That's the Stoner. No Trev tonight. He's taking care of some family business, as one of his littles has soccer game tonight. So we wish her the best of luck and moving through those motions. I coach soccer, so I know how exciting it can be for the little ones. Busy time here for Ref the District. Lots of things going on behind the scenes, but lots of things to talk about as well with the Washington Commanders here as we stream live every Wednesday night at 7:30 Eastern here on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. We also put this on your favorite audio platforms afterwards. So wherever you are, make sure you come over to YouTube, like the video, subscribe to the channel. If you're listening to us on audio, leave us a rating and review. Washington is moving along with a lot of their signings and all the things that they're trying to put together. Now, the thing is if you head over to Bet Online, they still only have like an 18% chance to make the playoffs. So maybe not as good as we Washington fans would like, but it's still pretty early. OTA is going to be happening next week. We'll be bringing Commanders updates as there's information available and worthy of its own content. All that good stuff's going to go. But if you wanted to head out to Bet Online and put some money down on Washington, it looks like it's pretty good odds that you won't make money, but you might make a big buck if Washington does get to the playoffs. So you can go to Bet Online, use the code BELEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to get yourself a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Maybe you don't like betting for your Washington Commanders. Maybe you need a little emotional hedge bet somewhere other places. Maybe you don't like Joel Embiid and you want to bet against him and get the 76ers out so Harris can focus on the Commanders. Mm-hmm. All that is going to be right at your fingertips at Bet Online. NBA action, NHL action, baseball, the Nats. I feel like they're looking good and they play fun baseball, even if they, lose a game, 7-1 like they have just recently. But you can bet on the Nets. You can bet on golf. It's all right there at your fingertips. All of your up-to-date wagering and sporting news. Just use that code BELEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to get yourself a welcome bonus, 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. Now that I've got some of that housekeeping out of the way, let's say good evening to our wonderful folks here in the chat who are going to be filling the void, I believe, of Trev, although he will never be filled in our hearts. We do have a lot of people in here already. Locked On Law, JG, Roger in the house, Uptown Dre, Brian is here, Kevin is in here as well, Doug, TJ, we have Gus Bus, of course, Jake is here, and it's going to be a good show, I think, because we're going to be talking about, I know we're going to be nitpicking a little bit on some of the picks and lack of picks that Washington made when we get to the draft. And oh my goodness, Stoner, you let me get through almost the entire thing. And we haven't even mentioned that Hack City's Joe DeLeon will be on tonight. So he'll be helping us break down the NFL draft here, more specifically Washington's draft and where he feels these pieces will go. He is the Believe Network's premier college and NFL draft analyst. And you can catch him over at his own channel at Hack City Football. And by the way, he also happened to be Rhode Island long snapper. I don't know if he's in the business, though. We'll have to see if he's in football shape. Maybe Washington could use him. We'll talk to Joe there during the game, which we'll be talking about Adam Peters' first draft. In the cool down, we're going to be talking about the updated roster, where we feel there might still be some holes for Washington kind of fill. Where are the battles going to be as they head into training camp? Are there any names that we should be looking out for as far as, you know, hey, this person is kind of doing a lot better? Is there any people who might be on the bubble? You had a couple late round pass rushers like Andre Jones who might be edged out by Jean Baptiste, who was the Adam Peters signing. So you never know. We'll be talking about all that stuff as well here in the warm-up. Stoner,
yep,
you've ranted about this a couple of times, and we're going to give you some more time to rant, and we'll see what our audience has to say about this as well. And that is the lack of addressing offensive tackle during the offseason. So that's going to be the topic here for this. Now, Stoner, before we let you get onto your rant here, had we heard any information on if Washington was pursuing a guy and that guy just signed elsewhere? Because I was racking my brain and I was trying to think, and I was like, I don't think anything. And now, one of the things we've praised this front office for is how they're pretty tight-lipped and we haven't got these kind of things and everything. But sometimes you'll hear mumblings of, you know, hey, what, you know, this person signed with Philadelphia. Washington was also in the mix. And this particular aspect, it's not Washington. And I want to mention that one because that was Becton, formerly of the Jets, signed with the Philadelphia Eagles. Once we didn't draft one in the first two rounds,
people
started looking for who's available. Becton was kind of at the top of the list because he has experience. Well, he ends up signing with Philadelphia for $5 million and on a one-year prove-it deal. And a lot of people thought, why didn't we do that? We should have done that. Well, when the reports came out, who was else was interested? One, Becton was signing because he's familiar with the coaching staff there in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. But two, Washington wasn't even one of the ones looking to sign him.
Yeah. But I probably wouldn't have given that the Stoner stamp of approval if they had signed Becton, because like you said, he is a 1 year prove it kind of deal. They need something a little more than that. And it's fine. People have gotten on my case quite a bit about me not liking what's going on with the offensive line at this point. I understand there's another, as you, some people call it, there's a second round of free agency, but all the guys that are left are pretty much bums. Relatively speaking, okay, they're not bums as people. They're not bums in terms of they're some of the greatest athletes in the world. But in terms of starting in an offensive line and you want to be competitive, they're bums. And so that's what we're left with. We're left on the scrap heap. We're left with guys that nobody really wants. There's a reason they're not signed. So I just kind of have a whole issue with the way they address the offensive line in this offseason. I love what they did inside on the interior of their offensive line, Nathan. I love Beatis. I've already forgotten how to pronounce his name. We got a lesson.
Beatis.
Yeah. I love him.
Beatis, starting center. That's what I need.
Yep. Starting center. I love Allegretti, and I know you weren't high on Allegretti, but I think he's
not as high as you were. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that dude. So that's your left guard. And then you've got your right guard at Cosme. Man, you are locked in with a fantastic interior of your offensive line. But now what I'm concerned about is at this point you have Andrew Wiley on the right side and you have Cornelius Lucas on the left side. That's what is going to protect your massive investment of the number two overall pick, Jaden Daniels, who, by the way, has an absolutely brutal pressure to sack ratio. And so that's what you're going to do with that pressure to sack ratio is not give him any.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Outside,
put him under pressure.
Put him under pressure the whole time. Yeah. That doesn't make sense to me. That's what bothered me about this whole offseason. And I was called a lot of names. Some of them are, you know, basically people like to say I'm a hater. But I want to defend my hater status, Nathan. And I'm going to challenge you, Nathan. And I'm going to challenge everybody who's here in the chat. Right now, I'm going to challenge you. When I give a quote-unquote hater take, I think I'm at about a 95% hit rate on my hater takes. They've been proven out. People hated them, including you, including Trev, including a ton of people. They've hated all my my hater takes. When I was pissed off about Chase Young not showing up to the voluntary OTAs,
I don't know that I get the credit for this one, but go ahead.
Now everybody hates Chase Young because he wasn't committed to the team, right? So I was right about that. I was right about when I hated on the Fedarian Mathis pick of taking a defensive tackle as insurance for Deron Payne, and then you go and you sign Deron Payne long term. Those things just don't go together, yeah. Right?
Yeah. So again, with this one, you're justifying. Okay. So one, I was with you on not liking the pick of Fedarian Mathis. I was with you on that one.
Right.
Where I justified it was I saw a plan, a succession plan for Washington. Now, Mathis, one, hasn't panned out due to injury. And then two, what I didn't like was the signing of Deron Payne after you make that draft pick. The whole reason why you make that draft pick, just like you would take a guy like Johnny Newton, is you don't intend on keeping key three defensive tackles long-term, right?
Yeah.
You're going to have some turnover type deal. Fedarian Mathis, by all rights, if healthy, could be a good player. I don't think he's an elite player. I don't think he will ever kind of live up to that second round pick, and mostly because of injuries, but also mm-hmm. when he is on the field, he's not a game changer. And right. so, but he's at least a serviceable defensive tackle. And you, if he's healthy, maybe you can let a Deron Payne go, but the previous administration botched that whole situation.
Okay. And when I hated on, when I said Terry McLaurin is not a top 10 receiver, that's proved out to be true. Now people are going so far as to say he's not even wide receiver one, which I will say that's not true either. He is wide receiver one on most teams, but he's just not a top 10 wide receiver. I hated on the Wes Schweitzer is another good one. I mean, he's just a guy. Everybody wanted him to be starting all the time.
No. Gus was championing Schweitzer, and he kept telling us, show after show, just wait, Wes Schweitzer, he's the real deal. Never ended up being the real deal.
Yeah. I hated on Jamin Davis over JOK. I hated on Emmanuel Forbes over Christian Gonzalez. I hated on using a third round pick on Brian Robinson Jr. Look, Brian Robinson Jr. is a good running back. He ain't a game changer in a third round pick to be using on a guy like that, on a position like that. He's just a guy. I was a hater for obviously the I could probably go on forever, right? Oh, I was on the Sam Howell deal, right? I didn't even think they should have drafted him, even in the fifth round. That was a mistake to draft him.
That was malarkey.
And sure enough, it set us back another year by having Sam Howell as the quarterback.
How did it? Where? No, that one I'm definitely going to disagree with you.
Well, why didn't they draft a quarterback last year?
They didn't. And what quarterbacks were out there last year that would have been worth it?
Why didn't they address the quarterback position? Because they thought Sam Howell could be the guy.
Yes.
Another year goes by of wasting at a quarterback position.
And they turned, well, Adam Peters. Again, previous administration might have botched some things, but Adam Peters turned that fifth round player into essentially a third round pick.
Okay. Good job for that. That was not the right pick. It set you back for another year.
This, by the way, coming from, for our listeners, from the guy who actually said he would be happy if Adam Peters took a second QB in this draft. Mm-hmm. Drafted, not undrafted like Sam Hartman, dreamy Sam Hartman.
I would have taken
be okay if they would have spent one of those fifth rounders on a player, a QB, in the same draft that they took Jaden Daniels. I just want to point that out.
I would have taken Sam Hartman over, who's that donk safety from Washington that they took?
Dominique Hampton?
Yeah. I would have been fine.
Hampton randomly getting hate here? You haven't even seen him play. I think you'll like him.
And then I hated on bringing Eric Bieniemy in. Now, I'm not saying I'm always right. That's not what I'm saying.
He's just saying he has his patented back patter machine.
Well, when I give what's a so-called hater take, those usually pan out because I tend to look at things a little bit more objectively. And I hated what they did in this offseason to address the tackle position. And if you want to say this is a long process, whatever, it's drawn out, fine. So it's okay that your quarterback is going to get all this pressure and everything because you didn't address either of your tackle positions. That's not okay, Nathan. They went in this offseason with the most cap space in the NFL, almost $100 million in cap space. They went into the draft having the best value of draft picks of any team in the NFL because they had so many high picks in the first and second round and third round. They had six in the top 100 when they started the day, and they were high second rounders, high third rounders. They still have $40-plus million in cap space, which is second most in the NFL. And you didn't address either tackle position. And I've got a massive problem with that. And that's why I say it's bordering on malpractice. If you get that quarterback hurt because Cornelius Lucas can't handle the left tackle position, or not even hurt, just you stump his development just in the way that they did with Sam Howell of him getting pressured all the time, then that's malpractice. You put all of this resource and money and time and effort into Jaden Daniels, and then you don't protect him. And that doesn't make sense to me.
Well, I think Roger earlier kind of pointed to the fact that, one, we have seen improvements across the line. Like you mentioned, they address center, they address left guard. That's an improvement, or what we perceive on paper as an improvement over the previous season. I'm going to add to the fact that you have three offensive-minded coaches who are drafting up schemes right now with Jaden Daniels in mind, and that offense isn't going to be the Eric Bieniemy drop back 55 times, putting Jaden Daniels in a pressure situation. In fact, from what I've seen, reading the tea leaves, it really seems, even though people associate Cliff Kingsbury with a passing offense, to me, I really see with the Anthony Lynn, with the Brian Johnson, and what DQ's kind of talking about right now, is Cliff Kingsbury is here to lead this offense and to help develop a young QB, which they believe he can do. But really, they want to ease Jaden Daniels into this. This is going to be a running offense. Now, it's not going to be something crazy. It might not even be 55% to 45% running. It might still be slightly more passing, but that's how the leagues are run this year. But I do expect them to do their best scheming up the protection. I'm not excusing, and I'm not really a hater. We know this. I toe the line a lot. Mm-hmm. I also am a positive Perry, we call, you know, all the time. I've been called annoyingly optimistic. I don't necessarily wear the burgundy and gold glasses all the time. I'm not saying Washington is going to be, you know, fantastic, win the Super Bowl, though we are going to go 17-0 until we find out otherwise.
That's right.
The thing, though, is I try to see what's going, and I try to think what's the best situation. And right now, I'm with you, Stoner, that not having a true left tackle. Now, they did get Brandon Coleman, and we're going to talk about him and how he projects to be a left tackle. At the best, you know, at the worst, he's going to be a solid left guard, is what people are saying. You know, we need a left tackle, though. But the kind of the situation why I wanted to know, and Brian earlier mentioned how they did try to go after Tyron Smith. He chose the Jets, right? But I don't remember hearing that, but I do appreciate Brian chiming in with that one. I don't remember anybody else. And our favorite, Mike Onwenu, re-signed with the Patriots. So he was never really kind of out there in the market. And right now, I'm looking at the free agent tackles that are supposedly still available. Donovan Smith, Cam Fleming, Andres Pete, of course, Charles Leno Jr., which I do not expect him to come back this year. And Chris Hubbard. Yeah. And Leno's definitely not coming back because this is the team that cut him. So I agree. I'm a little frustrated. Now, I do, the positive Perry side of me says, hey, we got Charles Leno, who was serviceable, more than serviceable, after cuts were made, right? In this second free agent period, as rosters start forming, whatnot, there's going to be somebody available. And I think Locked On Law had said it earlier that, hey, I told you all we were going to miss Charles Leno. I was in the Leno fan club. I didn't really mean to be. It was just there. Everybody hates Charles Leno Jr. because he's not Trent Williams.
Right.
But he was a more than serviceable left tackle, right? And I'm not saying we couldn't upgrade from him, but it was just like people treated.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Him as if he were somebody who was a career backup, and he wasn't. He was a career starter, and he was a decent starter at that. So we are going to miss him, but it is frustrating we don't have a replacement, and maybe that's part of that malpractice for you is they cut him and they don't have a plan necessarily in place, or at least that plan hasn't come to fruition.
Yeah. And two things. The first one is I get the Leno deal, but waiting for somebody to get cut and picking him up, that's not a plan. You can't sit here and plan on somebody hoping somebody gets cut and hoping that you like the guy enough to sign him. That's not a plan. That's a hope. Hope is not a plan.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. And the second thing is, before the draft, everybody talked about hoping that they use that plethora of draft picks to move back into the first round to get a tackle because they need a tackle. They didn't do that for a variety of reasons. Whatever. Now everybody's just a-okay with it, saying, hey, they know what they're doing. This is a long-term process. We're not trying to be great next year. This is for a couple years down the road. Why is it that we switched from, yes, move back into the first round and get a tackle, to, nah, it's okay. We didn't get a tackle. We'll just deal with Cornelius Lucas or hope somebody gets cut.
To be fair, reports were that they were trying to move into the first. That they were calling, but it takes two to tango.
Sure. They tried, but they didn't do it. Give them props for trying. Don't give them props for failing because they didn't do it.
What would you have been okay with?
There's a massive
What would you have been okay with trading up, though, to do that? Would you have, let's say the asking price was a next year's first to take a first? Would you do that?
I mean, I have to, it has to be a little bit more laid out for me specifically.
Okay. Do you want me to give you a scenario? I got to pull up the NFL draft.
I need who the guy is that you're going to get, and I need to know what I'm giving up.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm not doing it for Brandon Coleman.
Of course, no. No, I'm talking about a first round tackle. Okay.
Right.
We've done this a couple times, you know, so I think it's a little surprising because, you know, you had Amarius Mims who went to the Bengals at 18, and maybe that wasn't entirely too surprising, but it was also, that was one of the places that we were looking at. Maybe we can target, the Steelers took your guy, Troy Fatanu, out of Washington. Okay. So let's say we move up to 19 then.
Okay.
Okay. Which is the Rams because you wanted Troy Fatanu.
Right.
Okay. So we have to move up to 19.
Okay.
And the Chargers asked for our 36, our 40, and next year's first. Would you do that?
No.
No. And I think that's what was happening. They were calling. What's that?
That's not the cost. 2 seconds and a first.
You're moving up to 19, all the way back from 36.
Right. You can have the 36, the 40, and the 67. I'll give you that to move up to 19 to get Troy Fautanu. Yeah. In a heartbeat. Then we're sitting here and we're talking about Jaden Daniels, your left tackle, Fautana, right? And we're not talking about this donk Newton, Johnny Newton, who, by the way, I love, but just not with the second round pick, not with 36. Mm-hmm. And you're still talking about Sinnott and possibly McCaffrey. You're still talking about the rest of your draft. You missed out on a couple of picks. So you missed out on this defensive tackle. Don't get me started on the defensive tackle.
Well, we're going to talk all about that when we get to the draft here. I like this comment from Johnny here. 7 offensive tackles went in the first round alone. That wasn't expected. It was very interesting to see how this draft planned out, right? Because, one, I don't think anybody expected this draft to not have a defensive player taken until it was all the way. It was actually pick 15. Latu went to the Colts, and I don't think anybody expected that. No one expected Bo Nix to be the sixth quarterback taken and 12 picks in, right?
Sure.
And then the tackles, you had teams that didn't necessarily need tackles take them, and you had Joe Alt going all the way up at 5, where I think most people expected him to fall down to the Titans. And that meant that J.C. Latham, because the Titans did need a left tackle. So the Titans ended up having to take the next tackle. And it just kind of let these dominoes fall. And then you have teams that, like I said, didn't necessarily need an upgrade, but just took that player anyways. And I'm going to include in that the Dallas Cowboys with Tyler Guyton at 29.
Right.
Gus Bus had put in a situation earlier that I'll pull back up here saying that we could have had 28 by giving up 36 and 78. Dude. I actually don't think that would have been enough because you got to think that's actually where the Bills traded back with Kansas City. So the Bills moved back just to 32. And so if you wanted the Bills to move further back than 32, I think you're going to need to give up more than 36 and 78 because the Bills were moving back, but Kansas City jumped in to grab Worthy and Bills only moved back 4 spots. Moving back even further was going to cost even more. And I would have to look up the particular trade details.
Right. Yeah. I'm wondering what those
on what Kansas City had to give up.
Well, but what did
they have given up more than that?
What did Detroit have to give up to move into Dallas's spot at 29? Or what did Dallas have to give up to move into Detroit's spot at 29 to get Guyton? What I'm just curious. I don't remember what that was, but the point is Dallas said, we lost Tyron Smith. We need a left tackle. So we're going to go get one. So they gave up some draft capital, obviously, to move up from Detroit. Probably maybe that was only one slot. Maybe that was only one position to go up, one or two positions to go up. But
yeah, and so actually Dallas was falling backwards for the record. Detroit moved up
okay.
to Dallas's spot. So that's how that worked. And Buffalo, maybe Gus could have gotten Coleman at 36, but you got to remember the run on wide receivers, that's not a guarantee.
Yeah.
So that this draft was very interesting how it ended up falling.
The whole kind of just the whole thing is that you are going into next year's season at this point. You are going into next season with Andrew Wiley and Cornelius Lucas as your tackles to protect the number two overall pick, who you've got tens of millions of dollars invested into. Your jobs are invested in Jaden Daniels, and that's what you're going to protect him with those two guys going into the season. And again, maybe they do something later on and somebody shakes free. That's not a plan. That's just hoping somebody shakes free and that you can go get them, because you're now going against every other team in the NFL because they are free agents at this point. That's less than ideal for me, Nathan. It's maddening. Now, overall, I love the draft, but it's just the inability to get yourself at least a left tackle that really, really bothers me. That's why it's bordering on malpractice.
I will wait. And so far, it's not looking good. So far, I'm with you, Stoner. It's not looking good. But let's wait to see the finished project. Because as you mentioned, and as Command D's mentioned, right now this is looking like a great draft. And we're going to be talking about it in the game. So stick with us.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.